We should be together, babe. But we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble.
You only really have to hear one note of that song and you immediately know who's singing. It's Macy Gray. For more than two decades, she's had one of the most unique voices in popular music, winning awards and selling millions of albums along the way. But it is something that she wrote in a controversial op-ed that's making headlines. In it, she said it is time to replace the American flag. And she's with me to explain why she thinks we need one. Welcome, Macy Gray. It's great to hear from you. It's great to see you. I'm a huge, huge fan of your music. I am surprised by what you had to say in what you wrote, and I'd really like to hear your thinking behind it.
I believe that because of a lot of things that happened in 2020 and January 6, 2021, when the Capitol was attacked, the insurrectionists used the flag as their symbol. And over the course of 2020, we all saw it kind of being held up as this symbol for division and a certain perspective. And so to me, the meaning of the flag, what it represents, changed. So I'm suggesting that we change the design because the meaning of the flag should not be confusing or ambiguous or mean two completely different things to people. It should unite us and we should all be proud of it.
So let me read a little bit about what you wrote. It was your op-ed for Market Watch, and to be extremely clear so that our viewers know what your words were, the American flag has been hijacked as a code for a specific belief. God bless those believers. They can have it. Like the Confederate, it is tattered, dated, divisive, and incorrect. It no longer represents democracy and freedom. It no longer represents all of us. It's not fair to be forced to honor it. It is time for a new flag. So I'm curious about who you think those believers are. Like when you say it's been hijacked as a code for a specific belief and God bless those believers, who are they and do they... I guess I'm asking you, anybody who has a flag hanging at their house, do you believe that they're part of that?
No, I don't assume it, but in the back of my mind, there's a chance. You know, like if I'm on the freeway and I see, flags attached to people's cars, you know, now that signals something to me other than, way more than that they love their country and they want to wave their flag. It means a whole lot of other things now. And that's not, I mean, everybody knows that. That's not something I came up with. That's everybody knows that. But I think that should be fixed for everyone to have a flag that you're proud of and that we're all clear on what it stands for.
So I suppose it's important to ask about the 300 million people plus who live in the country versus the few thousand who showed up on the 6th of January. And there are, I would say, hundreds of millions of people who are as disgusted with what happened on January 6th as you are. But they don't feel that those people represent our flag. They feel they're just a small group that took that flag and, you know, did the equivalent of a flag burning. How do you talk to those people who could very well be your allies in your social justice mission, but do not agree that this is the right way to go about it?
It was a few thousand people that went to the Capitol, but the flag was presented all of maybe ever since the last election. It was always presented as this is a new symbol for, you know, specifically Donald Trump kind of raised it as the symbol for what he wanted to wanted to do politically. And everybody saw that. 300 million people saw that. So it wasn't just a few thousand. It was thrown out there, kind of marketed as that it meant for some, that it meant something else now. So I understand people disagree with me, and I'm presenting an idea. I'm making a suggestion, but I think it's necessary.
Yeah, totally appreciate the idea, the suggestion. I guess you would probably also appreciate, whoa, that's a hot button when you start talking about the flag, right? It's a hot button since the days when people wanted to burn it, and it actually became a litigated controversy in the country. Can I show your flag to our audience? This is your sort of your idea of what might be a more inclusive American flag, and just sort of talk a little bit about some of the artistry behind it. And I'm going to ask our control room to pop it up there. So basically, it looks a lot like the American flag, but you've changed the color of the stars to sort of represent a diversity of the country. And then the really interesting part is that the colors of the white stripes are now off-white. And whereas they used to represent 13 colonies, both red and white, you now feel the white stripes and the red stripes actually would represent white people and then people of color. Am I wrong there?
No. I don't remember saying that. The white stripes, I never said represented white people. I said that in the Smithsonian and Wikipedia, white is presented as purity. And that when, I guess, George Washington and Betsy Ross sat down, that was their idea for making, putting the color white in the flag. And so I said, since then, we can't really, this country can't really claim purity as no country can. So if that's the thinking behind it, then the colors should be a little altered. So I suggested off-white. That's all.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, it's hard to see in the image, but there's a map that's embedded in the red part of the stripe. So what does the map represent?
The map is what's called redlining. It's what separates, the government kind of decides which land belongs to which city, which territory, what's rural, what's suburban. It's called redlining, sorry.
Yeah. So I have a question. Do you think you're going to get anywhere with this, just given the fact, I mean, listen, I'm an immigrant, and yes, I fly the American flag at my home, and I celebrate it. You know, I'm super proud to be an American, and I fought hard to get to this country. I didn't get the lucky birthright. Do you think you're going to get anywhere with your plan, with your idea, with your artistry, and with your message? Or do you just want to kind of be heard, and you don't really mean you want the flag to go away?
I love this country and that flag, just like you do. I just think that since what it represents has changed, that needs to be addressed. I'm not anti-flag or anti-American. The flag has changed 26 times. You know, this isn't an original idea, and it has changed as the times have changed. We are a super aggressive country. We'll probably buy more territories. We'll probably allow D.C. and Puerto Rico to become states if they want to someday. So the stars will change. It's not anything, you know, evil going on here. And it doesn't have to be my design. I just, in my op-ed, I said, what if it looked like this? So it was just like, check this out, you know. But I get why you love the flag, why anyone doesn't. I get why people are so, adamant about it. But to me, if it's so precious, if it's this thing that everybody holds up and wants to hold on to, then you have to, the government has to protect it. You can't allow it to be someone to hold it while they're threatening to hang the vice president, or you can't allow people to hold it up to symbolize hate. You can't allow people to burn it. I don't think that that's freedom of speech. I think that if it is this thing that represents our country, then protect it. Don't let it be used however people want to use it. I don't think that's cool. So,
well, I'll tell you what, you hit the nail on the head. We all want justice for all, right? So I think it's an interesting concept, and I look forward to seeing, you know, where this discussion goes. But I appreciate the discussion. Macy, it's good to see you. Thank you for this.
Thanks a lot.
Coming up after the break, he is an author and a singer and an actor and a professional wrestler, and he's amazing. First ever undisputed WWE champion, Chris Jericho, joining me to talk about his latest book, The Complete List of Jericho. I can't wait.